Get your identity back. And if you didn't know what it was, summon it. Find it. What's the identity required to win now? What's the identity required to win now?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm going to talk about the three eyes. I want you to write this down and see if this is true for you and see if this could help with the organization and those that you serve. Here's the three eyes. The first eye is identity. 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 Who am I? When you walked in this room, I am a participant, I am an attendee, I am disheartened, we all know in personal development that phrase, I am, is so powerful. I know you already know that. But how you been filling that in the last couple of months and years? What's the story? And I can share with you, I think I've talked to well over 100 partners in the last 5 months, let's call it. Body partners. I've spent an irresponsible amount of time and energy and effort trying to understand, talk with leadership, talk with the partner advisory board, talk with other people, my neighbors and friends who I know use the products, trying to gauge. And I'm here to tell you the health esteem message that Embody is so important. And if you're going to change the world, you got to find that esteem for your own self and the organization anymore. For yourself and the organization. You gotta have so much esteem for yourself and for your downline, so much respect for yourself and worth for yourself and for your people who you serve. If you don't give that to your team, if you're not breathing esteem into the people you're serving, that's why they're disengaged. They're seeing you, I'm kind of body. That's what they're seeing. They're just watching all day long. Like, I mean, do you want to hang out with me if I'm walking around like this? No. But identity is a tricky thing because it's so terrifying to say I'm all in. That is always a changing point. It's always a changing point. Some of you who are religious or have faith, right? Whatever faith that you chose, once you chose that, right? Once you chose that, something shifted. There's a different time, a different element, a different strength of who you were, right? That's why they say, even in most spiritual traditions, there's some type of, when you choose God or you choose a spirituality, it's like being born again. It's like a different identity and a different way of experiencing life. I'm not here to sell you on that proposition. I know not everybody has faith or is religious or believes in a God. It's a very convenient and true metaphor, though, that at some point when you accept something, you take something in, there's something that happens internally. And right now, when the world is changing, we push everything out. Because we're protecting. We don't accept things. We don't take things in. We don't integrate our wins. Some of you have been winning. But because you weren't winning at the same level you were in 2021, or 2018, or 2017, you're not pulling in any wins. You're not integrating the win into your identity. So you feel weaker today than you felt 2 years ago or 3 years ago with losing the context that so does every other. Have you watched the market? The whole market tanked. Interest rates went way up. It's a disaster out there. So if you're not winning 20 times at the level you won 20 years ago, the context is different. The job is take in the identity, take in the win. You're the leaders here. That's got to set in. Your leaders don't wait. Leaders aren't waiting for 50 new tools or resources. They get resourceful. You walk in a room like, I just want you to give yourself the gift. And I know this is, I'm not trying to placate. I want you to walk strong at this event. Not because body needs you to, because you need you to. Your kids need you to. When it gets hard, it's like you got to show up in the gym and go, I'm going to get at it today. There has to be an attitude you walk into your home gym with, right? And I know it's hard because I know you can walk in there. You're trying to find the remote. You turn it on, you're like, ugh. There's 50 different programs like, ugh. And it takes you 15 minutes of your workout to choose which trainer you're going to work out with that day. And you're just like, ugh. And then it's like 10 minutes until Energizer actually hits your heart, and then you're ready to go. It's like, don't walk into the meeting with your neighbor to sell her with that energy. You got to walk in back into your strength. You got to walk back into your strength. You've won more than you think you have. You're in the room. Turn to the person left, right, shake her and say, you're in the room. Good Lord. You're in the room. I have a goal of finishing this by the end. I don't know what's going to happen, though. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to have to do some burpees with y'all. Identity. Hey, get your identity back. And if you didn't know what it was, summon it. find it. What's the identity required to win now? What's the identity required to win now? Who do I have to become to win now? Not what was I like 3 years ago in that last town, that last relationship, that last situation, that last context. Doesn't matter anymore. Blank slate, new chapter. If this moment, I'm telling you, if this moment in this hotel, the next 72 hours, isn't a new moment for you, don't think it'll be a new moment for body. That leads me to this one. Intention. Intention. What are our intentions? Our world is just absolutely being sucked into reaction, into drama, into everybody else's agenda. Everyone's trying to, you all know everyone's trying to steal you. Do you all know that? Let me tell you something. The second that these guys made the announcement about me joining with Body, the second, there was a press release that they put out. They put that press release that day, I got 6, 7, or 8 figure offers. The day. Brendan, you're gonna go do that for, why won't you do it? You spoke at our convention. No, come over here, we're better. We'll match it, we'll beat it, we got you. I go, you ain't got me. I did 21 Day Fit, I did Insanity, I did T90, you ain't got me. You ain't got me. You know what I had this morning? The cafe-flavored Shakeology. Do you know, you ain't got me. It's already in my gut today. You can't take me. But everyone's trying to take you. 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 They want you. They want all your people. They want all your money. They want all your time. They want all the things that you have already, they want you. They're trying to take you. And if you're like, no one's calling me with those offers, Brendan, guess what? Every day as you scroll through that, those smart engineers in Silicon Valley, they're taking you. They're stealing your time. They're stealing your energy. They're stealing your focus. I'll talk about this tomorrow. Most Americans spending 2 hours a day scrolling? Scrolling, not creating, not building business, scrolling rips my heart out. Rips my heart out. That's 2 hours away from family. That's 2 hours away from creativity. It's 2 hours away from you earning. It's like 2 hours a day. You've got to get into the power of intention. If you haven't read that book, by the way, read it. From Wayne Dyer, one of my mentors, great friends in life. I got to tour Europe with Wayne Dyer. Could you imagine? One of my great, I don't know if you all know Wayne. You all know Wayne? Yeah. Oh my God. Read The Power of Intention. I had the blessing. I wrote the foreword of his last book. And just like, oh my God. Just this idea that we can lead the day with real intention about how do I want to feel? What kind of parent do I want to be? What kind of business do I want to build? This is everything. I wake up with this intention. This energy I'm in, this is not being created for you on stage. I chose this energy when my eyes opened today. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yes. I'm gonna feel this day. This day is not gonna be some blind response to everybody trying to steal my focus, my time, my energy. No, this day's my day. This day's my day. I know how I'm gonna show up today. I know I'm gonna come here and some people are gonna grab me in the hallway and go, Brendan, it's so terrible. I'm like, yeah, it is. There's wars. There's people struggling all over the world. Yeah, every day it's bad. Some days it's as simple as you get the wrong coffee you ordered. Some days you realize there's a lot of terror and awful things in the world. Guess what? What's your intention, babe? That's what I'm interested in. Not how are you reacting to everything. When you move into a place of intention, you move an organization. If you're on your heels waiting for everything, your organization dies because they get stolen into the reaction. You're not losing your downline, they're being stolen into the reaction. You gotta get them back into intention with you. That's everything. These three I's determine your whole life, your identity, your intentionative, your intention. Oh boy, hard one for Montanan. Initiative. Does that look right? Yeah, initiative. Yeah, okay, good. Three I's, identity, intention, initiative. I can tell you, you can have the power of the secret and the law of attraction, but if you don't match it with action and bold action, Nothing happens. There's a level of courage and initiative. Many of you, and I understand, the human impulse in change is to stand back, protect, and wait. But see, for most of us, that made sense when we're getting threatened, when we're, you know, being chased on the savannah by the saber-toothed whatever animals those were that were used to eat humans. I don't even know what that's such a bad metaphor. For you, the real threat is mental. Your real warrior day feeling vibe is at the computer, is on social media, is in your phone. You can't just sit back waiting because then you become reactive. This room, listen, how many of you would love for your stock price to moon? How many would you love for everything in this company to crush? How many would love for your downline to double? Who would love that? Is that gonna happen if you sit back and wait? The longer you wait to initiate change, the more everything dies. That's just business. That's not body, that's not you, it's not your products. That's the law of the universe. It's called decay. In change, things are either built up or they decay. That's the only two choices. So you've got to step in and initiate again. You're going to choose your feeling again. You're going to take initiative again. You're going to understand it's your intentions. You can't be ripped away. You have to own your dream. Remember, say, I own my dream.
I own my dream.
That's either true for you or you're like this. You got to decide today. This moment in this room has to be different. Tomorrow has to be different. When you talk to your downlines and your friends and your teams, it's got to come from a different identity, a different thing that's beyond the hardship, the ultra mindset, beyond. You got to go beyond. That's so important. You got to go beyond just kind of showing up halfway in the workout. You got to go beyond it. Some of you know I got to coach a lady named Paula Abdul, the famous singer and dancer and coach. And when she was on American Idol, we were working together. And she had this great phrase she was always saying. She says, the wonderful thing is there's no traffic beyond the extra mile. When you go the extra mile, the traffic fades away. And you're cruising now. You're flying. It's less hard because you went through the traffic. You went the extra mile. I know it's easy to complain when you're in traffic. You're in traffic right now. And you can complain, you can be upset, or you can go, no. We're gonna reset at this event, this day in Phoenix. We're just gonna reset our brain. We're gonna step back into an identity knowing we're already in the room. We're already here. Now it's about a different intention, a different set of initiatives, and owning this dream in a different way, because you can build it. You can build it independent of what everybody else is saying, because you have to. That's why you have an independent business. You're the CEO. You're in charge. You're the one who's going to build this. My blessing of being here this day and tomorrow with you is we get to build it together.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups.
You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.